Abraham is found 50 pounds today. Abraham.
Start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Motti Posen.
Everyone knows there's a mitzvah in the Torah. Pashas the mitzvah in the Torah, Pashas the mitzvah in the Raisa. When you buy a new kli, to toivel it, cup, spoon, knife, fork, anything you want to use for food, for a meal, we toivel, whether it's preparing food, cooking food, eating the food, anything related to that, we know we toivel. Not only that, but if a goy, not only he didn't make the kli, but he repaired the kli, you have a kli which broke, and the goy repaired it as well, there's a chiv to vil on this kli. It can happen many times. People aren't always aware. If you have your silver kois dipped, or the holes are bashed back out, the dents, or it's fixed in any way, Shabbos kettles, these things, a person gets repaired, they may very often be a new chiv tevila. You must watch out. I was actually talking to someone recently about it, and he said he actually had all his koises repaired, and he never thought of, might need a new tevila. Anything that's made by a koi or repaired by a koi, there's a chiv tevila. It's fairly simple. Any food item is also simple. People sometimes don't realize you can have trays sometimes by a function. You've got a kiddush or reception, and they have big mirrors, big trays. You get trays as long as two of these tables together. They put cakes on them. These trays and mirrors, glass, they may very often need tevila. Depends exactly how you use them, what you do with them, but many times it needs tevila. There's a Ben Ishchai which says you have a glass table and you eat it straight off the table. Table needs tevila. That is your giant plate. If you eat straight off it, if you have a plate or something in between, maybe not. But there are times people don't realize they have kelim which are used for food. They don't always understand and realize that it needs a regular chiv tevila. Now I want to discuss there are kelim which are very difficult to toivel. The chief of all these kelim is the coffee machine. People buy a coffee machine. It's very complicated, many components and compartments, and it's always possible to toivel it. It's only a coffee machine, but there are many electricals which people struggle with toiveling. Toaster, kettle, all these different electricals that we have today. Our kitchens become so electrical. Now everything has screens and motherboards, everything's digital. You can buy even like a potato peeler now with a screen on it that tells you how many times you've peel the potatoes, how many calories you've lost as you were busy peeling. It all connects to your Fitbit and your phone, and it tells you everything about you. You get your Wi-Fi, potato peeler, everything now is connected. It's amazing. I saw kitchen scales in Argos for £198, and it tells you how much your food weighs, and if it's the right amount, connects to all the different recipes. It tells you how many calories you're going to gain by eating this amount of food. It's amazing. So everything is digital today, so we're going to run into many problems as time progresses with tevila, because with all the technology they haven't worked out a way to make sure that it's safe to toivel. Actually, a Christian said to me the other day, he said, really anything could be put in water, which is true. Any electricals, he says, could be put in water, no problem, as long as you would dry it properly. Which is impossible. You take your laptop and put it in the water, it's impossible to dry it properly. If you would be able to dry it properly, there's no problem. Metal, glass, these things are allowed to get wet, as long as they're dried properly. The problem is you can't get every last bit of water which came in back out. Therefore, the clay absorbs lots of water, which you can't toivel. Right, if you want it to work properly, you're going to have to dry it properly. There are kalim like kettles and toasters, cheese toasters, these things which dry very easily. It's nothing besides an element with some wires. As long as you dry it out properly, liquidizers, hand blenders, all these things are very easy to toivel and very easy to dry. Give it a good shake, make sure it dries properly. Otherwise you may get a shock when you plug it in. But as long as you've dried it properly, you shouldn't have a problem. But there are things like coffee machines and such items which have a motherboard, they have a screen, they're much more complicated, and toiveling them is not always so simple. And therefore, what do you do? Before you buy your coffee machine, someone says to me, anyway, coffee machine is the biggest party pooper, because the whole idea of the coffee is you get the cup and the water and the coffee and the sugar and the milk, and if you just press the button, you've lost all the fun. So anyway, it's kedai not to have the coffee machine. But if you do have a coffee machine or any of these complicated kelim, they have screens on, or they don't have a screen, they've got a motherboard inside with different components that may, it's complicated electricals inside, you may have a problem toiveling. So what do you do? So the first thing to know is what kelim needs tevila. Everyone knows a metal kli needs tevila, that's menazoya. Glass is drabonon, not as any nefkamina, one or two nafka minutes, but not really anything major. And finally you come to the shayla of plastic, if plastic makes tefillah or not, is it recyclable, is it not recyclable? As of now, Pasha's plastic is not really recyclable. However, 1,000 types of plastic, of which there's I think 2 or 3 which they can recycle, and most our regular kelim that we get of the type which can't be recycled, you get a little triangle made out of 3 arrows with a number inside on every plastic item. Come out anything 1 to 6 especially, which is most of our plastics, can't be recycled. Even what they do recycle is a little bit of a myth. They don't really recycle it. They put about 20% of recycled material back in, and even that 20% they put back in is not the real plastic components. Therefore, be'etzem plastic as a mother subject cannot be retailed, cannot be recycled as of now, despite what they may tell you. Therefore, it's hard to say that plastic needs tefillah, although the Mechas Yitzchak did say you should be choishish. He himself wasn't sure. He said it's a sophic, you should be choishish. The Amen Echulkin, never saw one for tevil. It's a great thing to do. If you don't want to tevil, you're in good company, because most places can hold, you don't need to tevil. And it could be the Metzias that he discusses there is not exactly the way it was, and even now it's not the way it is now. As time goes on, they may find new methods, but as of now, recycling plastic is very rare, and most plastic cannot be recycled. Yeah, for sure, your tevil would make no bracha. But if you want a tevil, it's a nice thing to do, but it's very hard to say that you're mechuyev. You come into other shailas regarding plastic. People buy frying pans, and in the frying pan it's Teflon coated, which is a type of plastic. And therefore, if you have a kli which is made out of two parts, one is chayav tevila, one not, and very often you'll be chayav tevila but no bracha. So frying pans and things like that which have Teflon coating on it, or it's any kli, you have a cup, sometimes you have these coffee cups that have plastic and metal, two different materials, very often you would not be chayav to tevil with a bracha. You'd be chayav to tevil but no bracha. Many things are sveikas, many things. I was actually talking to a Rav, he said he's trying to learn tefillah's kelim. I said, the Rav is very easy. Anyone asks you to need tefillah, say yes. They ask you to need a bracha, say no. And he basically covered everything. You can't really go wrong. Unless it's proper metal or it's proper plastic, then you know, yes tefillah, no tefillah. But most things in between are very grey, and therefore usually you'll need tefillah without a bracha. The best answer is, you have a pile of kelim in your house which you haven't tevilled. You buy yourself a pile of spoons, a pile of lechem cups, something small, which you keep in your cupboard, you're around it, not toivled. And then, whenever you need to toivle something, you have a sofik, you take one of these cups, one of these spoons out, you make a bracha on that, and then you toivle your kli, then you have no problem, you have a huge stack of spoons eventually, unless your kids or grandchildren start losing them. But every time you'll have no problem, these spoons won't cost you much, 50p a piece, and then every time you'll avoid all shayla, you know you'll have a bracha, vadai, no sofik at all. There are two horrors on this. Number one is, there are places in the hold, you shouldn't have a kli in your house, hasn't been toiveled. You may come to use it, different reasons why. But it's being machlokes, and therefore if you're right, clearly when you're not toiveled, there's definitely what to rely on. And the second suffix is, when you do toivel these kelim, do you say al tefillas kli or al tefillas kelim? Because are you toiveling two or one? You're not sure. You're only toiveling the second one, well, the first one, because you're not sure about the second one. That's also a suffix. Nice, the bracha works either way, so it's not terrible. You can say both keli, kelim if you're really worried. And then you avoid the shayla, you can toivel always with a bracha, you have no suffix at all. But back to our literal kelim, what do you do? Now, before we start, you have to know that to use a kli that hasn't been toiveled is also is a drabbanon, not a raisa. It's also to use a kli that hasn't been toiveled. Very often I get the shayla, I did use something that hasn't been toiveled. What's with the food? The food is kosher. There's no bliyas, there's no treif. We're not discussing that. It's the kedusha, the kli, that now is under Tachas Yad Yisrael in its tevila. The food remains as it is, but the kli must be toiveled. If you did not toivel the kli, it's also to use. If you did use it by mistake, the food's okay. The shayla arises when you come to people's houses where you're not sure if they toiveled, or you are sure that they have not toiveled. Then what do you do? Because also to use the kli. They give you a cup of tea. Now what? I was actually talking to someone last week. He said he goes collecting a lot by people that aren't always so from, and they say to him, can I give you a drink? So he asked the Rav what to do. The Rav told him, say, yeah, can I have a cup of whatever, water, tea? As long as he has a cup, if he say a glass, he'll bring you a glass. A cup could be a plastic cup. They bring you a glass, you were not over by presenting them with a problem of using a kli hasn't been tabled. So stage one of making the tea, we'll get to drinking
glass
it.
Is earthenware.
Sorry?
Glass is a problem.
Glass and metal needs to be there, sure.
It's earthenware suffix though, isn't it?
Earthenware is always part of it. The suffix where earthenware is, it's always glazed. And the suffix how it's glazed. Yeah. If it be real earthenware, so glazed, earthenware is what? It's better than glass, because it's not better than glass, just glazed, just covered. The main body is earthenware, it's better. But that's what it is, so you can have a cup, or have a spoon, a fork, and that way you're not machshelim by putting it in the kli. That's stage one. The stage two is, how can you drink this now? If we said also use a kli, hasn't been toiveled, how you guys have this tea, have this coffee, whatever it is? So it's different from alchemy. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, there's no problem emptying a kli that has something in it. Because if I want to toivel this cup with a tea in, I've got to empty it first. So I'm emptying it into my mouth, slowly. What's wrong with that? I'm emptying it. I'm not used to put it back in a new drink, bottle of Coke on the table, and you'd pour yourself a second cup. That would be a problem. But the first cup that he poured, he shouldn't have put in. Okay, that's his problem. When it comes to you, you can now drink. I'm emptying. I'm emptying slowly. The next 10 minutes of a conversation, I'll slowly empty this cup of tea into my mouth. And then the cup's empty, I'm good to go. But to refill it would be a problem. Rav Moshe has a different heter which doesn't apply to tea. He says any time you have a food which doesn't need the kli, no more, you have a piece of meat on a plate, it doesn't need the plate. It won't fall, nothing will happen to it. Whereas liquid would not be able to hold without the walls of the kli. So to have a drink or a soup in a kli hasn't been too able is a problem with Rav Moshe, because without the kli, it would be all over the place. A piece of meat, something like that, a piece of fish, which doesn't need the actual walls of the kli, it's just gravity, it can sit on the table, but etzem, that he says is no problem, putting in and taking out. Not like a tchilav. If someone is presented with such a situation where he comes to his own house, a relative of someone who's by and he realizes the kelim aren't toiveled, he wants to know what should he do. Either take a solid food or let them put the food in and you just empty out. And either way, he'll be covered by one of these two there. And if he does ask you, can I give you a drink? Don't say a glass, say a cup, and then you'll be okay, because he could always put it in plastic. Whereas if you say a glass, then it's worse because you're offering him the idea that you wanted a dafka in a glass. Right, so if it's only if you say glass. If you say a cup, he can give you a plastic cup.
Cups in terms of what you cup means a mug. Cup. It doesn't mean plastic. If you say plastic, if you say cup, it probably mean a cup.
So I was thinking that something where it's the common accepted practice that it means such a thing, then if I tell you, can you give me a lift? Then that obviously means you car. It doesn't mean you aeroplane. So do I say you can have a cup of coffee? It usually means in a mug. Yeah. But you could say that nowadays people are hygienic, they're not sure, they give you a lot of times disposables. Yeah, it's a little bit grey. It's a little bit grey. This Eitzah, the man told me, he asked the Rav about 40 years ago, and the Rav there told him, always ask for a cup rather than a glass. And back then it was less disposable than now, so...
It's come from a kettle, but a water can from a kettle, metal, which might not been terrible.
Yeah. But then, but all this is not part of your... You're not telling him to do it. You tell him, you offer me a drink? Yeah, I'll take a drink.
Yeah,
if you said that's even better. Yeah. See, I'm happy with a plastic cup, don't get fancy for me. And then you've avoided it, then that's for sure the best. Yeah, but the kettle again, you didn't tell him to put in the kettle. He offered you a drink. It's only Liv Neva if you told him. I didn't tell him. Could be water's ready in, could be ready boiled. Liv Neva said when I clearly also this, I think he was saying, well, it's a sophic. If you know he didn't tell him, maybe worse. And then this person asked the Rav, he goes collecting, and he's not sure he doesn't know. Maybe they do tell him, maybe they don't tell him. He can't know. Glass is also better because glass is Rabbanon, so if you've got any soccer, that's soccer Rabbanon, but the kettle, you're right, would be the Arisa. It's not the best situation. I've done one in a case where a person comes collecting and he has to have formalities, or he comes to a relative visiting and he can't really say, no, I don't trust your stuff. So you're going to have to work it out, but the voice, you don't want to say clearly anything, and he just offers you on his terms how he wants to do it. Caterers are, so if we have time, which we probably won't, we'll get to that. Caterers is normally kli schera. Anytime you buy a kli for business purposes. When I went to the shop to buy this kli, I didn't go to buy it because I want to use it. I think I want to rent it, I want to sell it. Really starts earlier. If you go to a shop that sells kelim, Yidcha man has a shop that sells cups. How come he doesn't need to travel those cups? He buys those cups, he should travel them. The answer is he's not using them. He didn't buy them to use. He bought them to sell. So if I have a gemach, I ran out kelim. Someone actually asked, I think someone here in town. Yes, the Rabbi was telling me over the shaila that someone wanted to open a glass cup rental service. He's an angoyim. So he told him, no problem. Tevila's no problem because you're not buying it for personal use. Belias is no problem because glass work. Meikel mikadin, especially if it's meant for cold drinks. So he told him, no problem, you can have a glass cup rental service. He's an angoyim. It doesn't need to be because I'm not you having personal use in this cup. I'm buying it to do business, to make money. If you go to a wedding where they have your cups, you may have a problem because then it's your cups. You're at the wedding, you're using your cup. It'd be worse. But as long as you don't use it, I rent it out. Brings to the Shlachmonos Shaila. People tell us if Shlachmonos want to give a kli with food inside. What do you do then? You bought this kli not to use. Well, maybe you have. If you've used it, that's great, don't it. But if you're giving it first hand, brand new kli, you want to give a bottle with drink in, you want to give a bowl, anything like that, which is chayav in tevila. And why are you buying this? I'm buying this to send on. So I shouldn't need tevila. It's a little bit worse because here I'm putting food in. That means if I buy a clay, put food in, to give the whole clay with the food away, on one hand, I didn't buy it to use, I bought it to give. On the other hand, I put food in. That's a big suffix. The boys give what you do. If you do give a shachmanas like that, you can have a big shayla what to do. The shops are better. If a shop wants to make a fancy shachmanas, you go buy it. That's no problem. Because they didn't buy a tool for, even if they put food in, they're selling the food, they're selling the clay. There's nothing, they're not using a tool for personal use. Whereas if you buy a clay and put food in, it's much more, you're not a shop. Why are you buying it? To give us a present, it's much shvacha kli schir. There was a much bigger suffix. If you do want to do these things from shachmanas, you should always work out before how to do it, because many times you run into the shayla of how to do tevila. Okay, then you come back to our coffee machine. How do you toifel? What do you do? Sadudul Chalkaz Yaakov has an Eitzah, which he says it's a very good Eitzah, but then he says obviously you can't use it at the end for a very simple reason. His Eitzah is, but Rabbonon, you're allowed to toifel in snow. Snow is water, so if you find snow, toifel in snow. He says, take your clay. Snow is not like water, it doesn't get mamash. It won't destroy the machine, it'll get in as far as it goes. The last tiny areas it doesn't get, he has a cheshbon why it's okay. Therefore, you stuff your clay with snow, and then you tip it all back out, empty out all different components and compartments, and you'll be okay, it won't ruin the clay. It's a very good idea. Problem is, he says, obviously, as we mentioned, snow is drabonon. It'll only help for tefillah drabonon, which is glass. And metal won't helpful. So if you have a complicated glass clay, you'll be able to travel in snow, but a metal clay is a chiv d'oraisa. D'oraisa can't use snow. So he says, that heat obviously won't work. If it would work, it would be a great heat. Someone actually asked me, he's not here today, someone from the Shia, he was in Switzerland last week, the week before, and he bought a potato peeler. You want to know, what's it about tefillah? So he said to me, depends on snow. Metal, if it would be a glass potato peeler, no problem. A metal potato peeler, you can't dip in Switzerland, there's no shortage of snow. But you'd have the problem of a metal clay, you can't do it in snow, snow doesn't drop on it. So that's the first eitzah. The second eitzah he gives, which again is a very good idea, but would only work by certain kelim. He says, if you've got a clay, the marshal, you've got a kettle, and you have to fill the kettle, but for some reason, you don't want water to go in the little hole where the wire is. So nowadays, the good machines, they have by the wire a little piece of rubber that seals the hole. If you have any such area, which you don't need to fill it inside, which is not always so simple, but there are times you don't need to feel it inside. It's very simple. He says, you wet your finger from the mikveh, put on the hole. Then
there's a hole by the switch as well.
Yeah, in the time where it works, the plug will get to as well as another shayla. But in a matter of you've got one hole you want to cover up, he says, toil the clay with your finger on it. The fact your finger's blocking, the area is blocking, doesn't matter, your finger's wet, it'll connect to the mikveh water, and it'll all connect, and it'll be like water's on that very spot. Whereas the pressure of your finger will prevent the water entering into the actual kelim. Into the actual keli. Therefore, that'll be another great eitzah, which again doesn't work very often. And many times you will need to travel inside as well. But it's an interesting idea. If you're ever stuck, you may be able to work with a rav on certain ideas. You have an expensive machine, you can find these machines, a couple hundred pounds, you won't know how to work around it. This may help towards the tefillah, but again, it's not a great universal eitzah because many times it won't help you. Another eitzah is, the Shulchan Aruch gives this eitzah. It says, very simple, when you buy from the goy, say, I don't want to be kohen, I want it to remain the goys. When you have a goy in the house, cleaner, worker, goy to someone, you give the kli to them and it's theirs. A goy is not chayav in tefillah. Then you borrow the kli back from them. No problem.
Is that good long term?
Oh, the Taz says, I've got a big cash on this. The Taz says, Shulchan Aruch says earlier, if a goy owes you money, goy owes you 100 quid, he's not sure when he's going to pay you, he gives you his expensive, I don't know what, plate. Make it easy. His metal plate, he says, here, this is a mashkin. Shulchan Aruch says, if you know this guy is never going to pay you back, at least not for a long, long time, he needs to feel a why. Because it's by you and it's staying by you for the next, however long it is. It's not clear how long he's going to leave by you. Pash will stay by you a long time. Says the Taz, if you borrow back the kli from the goy, it's no worse than that case. You've got a kli, belongs to the goy, I'm borrowing it back, I'm keeping it, and I'm using it long term. A mele, it's mine until the unknown future. Therefore, the Taz says, how can Shulchan Aruch tell you you're potter in such a case? You should be chayav the mashkin. So this eitzah, borrowing back from a goy, is very, very shvach. Shulchan Aruch says it, but the Taz is a bomba cash on it. Enoch says, how Shulchan Aruch himself says, if you have something of a goy long term, then it's yours. So this eitzah is very, very shvach. This is the eitzah that most times Rabbanim give, but it's a very shvach eitzah. But as we're saying, there isn't really any brilliant eitzah. There's one eitzah which I think is the best eitzah. And this works across the board. This is the only eitzah which is a proper heter, and there will be mamish no chiv tefillah at all, and you have no problem. The only problem with this eitzah is it's not always so practical. It depends on the exact setup. And that is, if you have a goy, the best case in your office, with your house, where he's there long term, he's working for you in your office, he's been there for 10 years, he's there for another 10 years, or he's a goita by you, she's not going anywhere, she's staying for a long time, and she likes to drink coffee. So you tell her, I want to buy a coffee machine, and we're going to go half off on this, or 90, 10, I'll pay £90, you pay £10, you can use it and I can use it, we're going in this in a partnership. Then there's no problem at all. Shulchan Aruch says, if you have shutus with a goy, then you're potter. And now there's no sofik in Gans and Potter, there's no cholkim on this, and that'll be the best aid. So you buy it, shutus with a goy. You pay a part, I pay a part, and together we earn this kli, that's no problem.
Well, I think this works with
it. Oh, that's another aid, so we'll get to that. I forgot, I missed out, we'll mention that. Why is it, this aid is not so good? Firstly, it's hard to find a goy, it's not something to give you any money towards your kids. What do you mean? It's your office, you pay for it. I'm not paying towards this, why should I? If you find a goy who is masking, then you've got the eitzah. Another problem is, not always do you have a goy who's there long term. When he leaves, he'll say, I want my £5 back, I gave for the coffee machine, then he'll be back in the problem, you'll have to double it now. Yeah, if you find another goy, that's great. If you have enough goyim around, and everyone gives them, if they give my 10 pence, it could be a joke. They give a substantial amount, I don't know, £5, something like that, which makes them feel kilu, their own part of this machine, then it's a shutfus. Then there's no problem, that'll be the best eitzah. But again, you've got to have all the logistics set up, that he's happy and he's there and he's going to pay and it makes sense, then you have no problem at all. But he's right. Simcha's right, I missed that one eitzah. The one eitzah is, Rav Shulchan Aruch gives, is that you recreate the kli by a Jew. How do you do that? You go to someone who can deal with such a kli, and you tell him to open it up and break it to a point. It's very important, people don't always realize. You break it to a point that you cannot fix it. A regular common person would not be able to fix it. Therefore, if you open the plug and take out the fuse, anyone, most people, could easily stick a fuse back in and screw it back up. It's got to be a massive way you'd break it to a point that you'd be completely baffled. You'd come to him and say, Mr. Electrician, please fix my kettle, whatever Shabbos urn, my coffee cup, my coffee machine, please fix it for me. If it's at such a point, then it's like that he'd reconstructed the kli. He brought it to a massive that was useless, and from there he refixed it. But if you think, if you just unscrew it.
Why do you need to do it where you can't?
Because it's got to be.
You're basically dismantling, you're taking the front cover of the toaster off.
So it's got to be as halakhically broken. It's got to be as broken as, because once it's broken, it's fit for the bin, it can go in the bin. Along came this nice man, and for £20, he fixed it.
Why can't the worker do it?
Sorry, the electrician can break it, but he's got to break it to a point where a regular person could not fix it. Yeah, you don't need to break it, sorry. He can break it, but it's got to be, the voice. Yeah, he's got to dismantle it to a point that you would be lost what to do. And therefore, to you it's useless, it's lost, it's clear, it's clear, it's not makabel tuma, it's nothing. This thing, if you'd be on a desert island, you take this machine, put it in the bin. Then he comes and fixes it, he made it, he created it, he was born anew from the Jew, no problem at all. But if you just do something small, pull out the wire, lift up something, lift up a cover, put it back on, there's nothing, because you haven't broken it. If you're on a desert island, you'd fix it yourself and be happy with it. It's got to be to a point where it's completely rendered useless, and then he refixes it. Again, it could be the same person who broke and fixed it, no problem. Problem is, many times electricians will tell you, oh, an electrician here will tell you that these kelim nowadays, everything's made disposable, you're going to use it and then throw it. And once you open up these kelim nowadays, these much more than ever, these kelim you open up, they're just as baffled as you are, and usually they do something wrong, they'll tell you it's dagger broken now. So if you find someone to fix it, that's great. But it's not very practical, they say it's nowadays. In the olden days when people fixed things, they built it to be fixed. Nowadays, these things are not meant to be opened. So it's eitzah is not such a great eitzah either. So many times, and also you could find, there was someone recently had a candy floss machine, and there was nothing to open, and the bit you did open would be the end of the machine. So what do you do? So many times it's kedai to bring it to a rav and go through it slowly. There are parts which you can tovel, there are parts which is a sofik, so at least clap with a sofik you may be able to be makel. There are times where you rely on one of their terms which aren't great, when the kli has a sofik to it. And many times we've said you have a kli has two parts. One part's a sofik, marshal the candy floss machine, you've got the big silver ball on top. That, no problem, take it, stick it in the mikveh, you're good to go. And the actual machine, with that actually puffs out the sugar, then maybe be more of a sofik, and with that, maybe you can rely on another terem. So you always have to check up what's what. People have slush machines, candy floss machines, commercial popcorn machines, many of these things, not many, all of these things are a sofik, how to go about it. And which parts is a real chiv, which parts is a sofik chiv, and therefore every time you got to work out exactly what's what. And you buy your coffee machine again, the same idea, There are many parts which are simple, you pull out and toivel. There are parts which you can never toivel. And you'll have to work out thereof what's what. There are parts where the coffee may go in, which is not really a chil at that stage. It's going to be a real chil. There are different components, so, different parts of it.
Someone has these machines for making money, why is there a difference to a page with
many them? Times when a person buys a machine to make money, that means you're not going to have anything from it. That's number one. You could sit there crying for candy flosses, not for us, it's for everyone else. Because you're going to have personal use.
A kedra can't use their own chains.
A kedra cannot drink, no, he cannot drink from his own stuff. But he can do it for other people. Unless he toivels it. I don't know why he hasn't toivelled it. Once you use it, if you own it. No, if you have to have two tonons to be like, A, you or Jew owns it, B, you or Jew is drinking from it. But in a case where it's not, you haven't got one with this tonight, a goy owns it, you're using it, or you own it, you own it, but you're not using it, then there's no chiv tevila. But the minute you own it and you use it, then you have a problem. So therefore, if you do have a commercial use, many times you'll have a head of kli schera. But again, as we said, kli schera is not so poshut. The real kli schera is, you buy kelim to sell. I buy cups, I'm selling cups. No chiv tevila in the world. Once you start renting them out, I mean, they're really mine, and they're coming back to me every time. They're not to be sold. I bought them to be used with food, and even worse, if you have something like a restaurant or one of these machines, where not only I'm not renting out the machine, I'm putting the food in myself, and I'm taking the food out. That's even worse. If I have a shop and I sell cups, please, if I have a shop and I sell food in the cup, so I'm putting food in, and I'm selling the food, the cup is just to enable you to drink it. It's a much shvach, a much weaker kli schera, because it's meant for food and I bought it to use for food. Pong the food I'm selling, I'm making money on the food. But I'm putting food in. Whereas you sell the cup as it is empty, like you have a shop that just sells hardware, sells the cups. That, for sure you can understand, it's unrelated to food. Whereas a restaurant or popcorn machine or candy floss machine where you're putting the food in and selling the food is a much shvacher. Therefore you'd always need to toivel if you can. Many times where you have parts that you can't always toivel, those parts you go down these Ethereum because ultimately it's a kli schera. But it's not the best sort of kli schera, and therefore you should always try and work out the best way to toivel these kelim. Many times without a bracha, depending on the exact circumstance, usually without a bracha, yeah.
You have a machine with just one part is the metal. Can you stick that one in the carton and then you use that?
So now you come to the $1 million question. There's a Masa Machlokes between basically Rav Yashiv and Rav Moshe, but really there's more on each team. And that's like this. Many times today we have machines that come apart. Everything comes apart. Today they make everything come apart. You buy a buggy, it comes in a little box, and you put the wheels and it builds together. You have an Eretz Yisrael, the window's one button, now comes the window. One button, many of the doors in Eretz Yisrael, off comes the door. Everything breaks apart. It's easy, you can clean it, you can move it, you can change it. Everything comes to pieces today. Used to be you bought a hand blender, there was one machine, you took it, you liquidized the food, now the bottom clips off. A Kenwood, you can break it down, nowadays the new ones, to a few pieces, you can't believe this is like IKEA, it comes in like a little pack, and you start, everything comes apart nowadays. So, the question is, what do you need to toivel? Let's start with a hand blender, simple example. If you have a hand blender which is one piece, so it's one kli, why do you have a kli that's Tomei? You can't toivel half, someone who's Tomei. Yeah, someone touches the sherez with his finger. So he goes, the maker puts his finger in, that's no good. Your whole body becomes Tomei. You're one entity, you're one complete thing. So to a kli that you hop off its chayav and tevila, you have a liquidizer, the bottom goes and touches the food, the whole liquidizer chayav and tevila. Comes a shayla, you have a liquidizer that comes apart. Or a kenwood, there's loads of different components to it. What do you do now? So some boys came with Michael and said, you know, Hanami, you take a toivel just the part which comes off and touches the food. Rav Yashiv, on the other hand, asked the Bomba Kasher. He said, I don't understand, it's one kli. This is one kli that comes apart. How do I know it's one kli? Very simple. Take a liquidizer, take the top off, and put it in the bin. You've just got the bottom piece. What are you going to do with it now? You'll put the bottom piece in the bin too. Why? There's nothing to do with just half. It's one kli that comes apart. But it's ultimately one kli. So Rav Yashiv is one kli, all they need to feel it. When you have a pot, and the pot needs to go on the flame, I put it on your flame, put it on my flame, I could build a little flame, put it on the barbecue, it can go to any heat source. The heat source is not part of the pot, there's the pot, and it has to be heated. The blender, you don't say there's a blender and the top needs to be spun very fast. It's one kli, you try and spin it, a Kenwood. Chuck the Kenwood in the bin, you got just the beaters, you take it and you start going like this very fast. That's not how it works. If you're left just with the attachment, the beaters, you chuck them out too. It's one kli that comes apart.
You could use that beater in somebody else's Kenwood.
Yeah, but it's got to be worked with the same machine. You can adapt to a different machine.
So in other words, it's not simply reliant on this one Kenwood.
You're right, it's not reliant on this, but any model, it has to work with the other piece. A pot doesn't need to work with it with the fire. The fire cooks it, it's an outside factor that heats it up. But without the fire, you'd find another fire, you'd use the pot as a cleaver just to carry the food. Whereas this part, the liquid, the bottom part, liquidizer, without the top part, there's no use in the world for it. You may be able to put on another liquidizer, but it goes together. There's two parts of one. Mamash like a shidduch. It doesn't. You can't use one without the other. Therefore, Rashi says once you've got part which chayav tefila, the fact the other part without it would render the bottom part useless and makes it into one kli and it would need tefila the whole thing. Now, if you go with this, you have many problems across the board, because not problems, you got many times where you never imagine. You take your kenwood, according to Rabbi Dashiv, the entire kenwood in the mikvah. Someone actually asked about an oven, and he at the beginning said yes, then they had the cheshbon to be makled by ovens, so it's just the tray needs, not the oven, for he's got a cheshbon, why? But many times he's actually the whole keli according to this would need tefillah.
Right, but
microwave though. Oh, a microwave is like an oven. Rabbi Dashiv had the whole cheshbon why an oven's different. Right. It's because it's a heat source, it's not part of the kli. He had the cheshbon why. He, at the beginning he held by ovens, yes. That's why Rabbi Dashiv used to give all his grandchildren, apparently, kenwood as a chasna present. And he always made sure he had a certain electrician he knew, he used to open up the kenwood for him and fix it. And that was his wedding present to his grandchildren. They had no problem at all. They had the kenwood which didn't need tefillah. But other than that, he held these things would all need tefillah. So once it comes to your shaila now, you've got this coffee machine and one piece needs tefillah. According to Rabbi Dashiv, it's not one piece. If you have just this piece, you put it in the bin. Ramosha is makel. Ramosha is like a makel. So therefore, if you want to rely on Ramosha, Ramosha to rely on. When mech Rabbi Dashiv, for Rabbi Dashiv. The problem is Rabbi Dashiv's svara is very shtak as svara. By tum and tari, we always look as one person, one kli. There's no such thing as half an item.
What does Ramosha say about handling?
Yeah, he had all just the bottom part. Pashtus. It's not so clear what he means. Pashtus. And that's what most Rabbanim will tell you today. I was talking to a Talmud of Rabbi Dashiv about this. He told me it's a very emstik of svara, but it's very shred to tell people. Which is like in the Mitzvah, it's very hard. That means punk the kenwood, if you do want to table it, the Christians will tell you, it's not so complicated. There's basically a motor and wires. There's no screen. There's nothing complicated really inside. And most kitchen appliances, they build it with knowing that many times it will get wet. I was once here in the Kehillah Mikvah, and I was tovering a kettle, and for Rav Asher's svara, I was tovering the base, or the round base, which it sits on, and I tovered it as well. That's even more of a chumrah, because it's better than, it's much like the ash underneath, and the kettle is a kli in itself. You can use it to pour. So it could be more of a chumrah, but I was doing it anyway, because why not, once I do the kli, if you're tovering the kettle, they tovel the wire too, won't, as I always tell people, why the people say you have to tovel the plug, it's a machlokes, but if you're tovering the kli, the plug is the simplest part to get wet, usually it's sealed, and if it's not sealed, it's three little prongs with wires, nothing will happen to it. So I was tovering the whole thing, a guy was there, thought I'm completely mad, which is true, and I said to him, he said, why are you tovering the base? I said, why not? He said, what do you mean, it's not part of the kettle? I said, really? Here's the kettle, go use it without the base. So you're standing there baffled, he's probably still there. The idea is... You're not going to have me, but you don't buy a kettle for that. If you only buy a cup or a jug for a pound. Yeah, but the main function of a kettle is to cook. By Shabbos, the whole shaila, what is the Kli Shemachta Issa, Kli Shemachta Leheta? It's also partial. If you're right on Shabbos, the Kli Shemachta Leheta, be no suffix to your kettle and pour whenever you need water. Lamaya says, Pashna Kli Shemachta Leheta. Which means only when you need to use it, you can use it on Shabbos. Because the main function of a kli, of a kettle, is to boil water. So that's also the same Shabbos. A plug is a little bit better, because some boys can want to say, it's completely independent. This machine needs fire, needs electricity, needs to get going. This plug brings electricity into the kli. But the kli, etzem, is independent of the plug. Others will say, what do you mean? To cut the plug off and go use it. It's not going to work. So that's the shaila. And as I said, if you're toveling the kli, the plug is normally the easiest part to tovel. The kettle, the toast, all these things. Plug, normally you'll have the least problems. You've got to make sure it's dried out properly. Afterwards, keep it in a warm place for a day or two. Make sure it's properly dry. Plug it in. Hope for the best. It shouldn't blow you up. And you'll be okay. But when you have a complicated kelim, which as we said, have screens on and things like that, which are much more difficult to table, then you'll end up with much more problems how to table it.
All the other parts are plastic, so that
No, because any part of the, if there's metal on the kli, someone actually bought me a coffee cup the other day, that the whole thing was plastic and outside was metal. It was purely for decorative purposes. There is a big chumrah to table it, but etzem doesn't need tefillah. Because it's plastic, it's got metal for decorative. You have a coffee machine, the outside has got metal pieces on to keep it clean, easier to clean, whatever it is. But the inside, the actual kishkas of the machine is plastic, then you're okay. But very often it's fakir. The outside is plastic, the inside is metal. You only table the metal, you only table the kli if the metal is an integral part of it and touches the food. But if it's there for decorative purposes, or it's there for other reasons, then it wouldn't need tefillah. But many times the glass and metal is more of the actual component of the machine than the plastic. Therefore, very often it will need tefillah. And that also is the whole shadow by kli made from two different materials, which you've got to be wary of. That many times people don't table it, many times they do table it and make a bracha. Both could be wrong. If it's made out of metal and plastic, at times it doesn't need tefillah, and times it needs tefillah without a bracha, and times it needs tefillah with a bracha. You always have to find out exactly what your case is. And as we said, you have a stack of spoons or cups at home, and every time you have a sofik, you bring one of those to the mikvah, tefillah, then you avoid the whole shaila completely. But if not, you've got to find out, are you chayav in tefillah? And if yes, are you chayav with a bracha? But as we mentioned earlier, Shachmanas now is coming up to Purim sooner or later. Not coming up, people already made the Shachmanas 6 months ago. They've already finished Pesach cleaning. And they all have their costumes ready. But you've got to be wary when it comes to sending presents with food inside, what exactly to do. Because, as we said, many times it would be chayav in tefillah, many times it would be potter. And you don't want to get it wrong. And you get these clever people which say, do you know, I'll tovele it. They tovele it. Firstly, you can't make a bracha. Because it's sofek yisrael. So if you do make a bracha, bracha levatala. Secondly, when the receiver gets it, what does he do? Tovele it again. So you could have two bracha levatalas here. Could be neither will chayav, both will chayav, one will chayav. It's all a sofek. Therefore, you've got to always be aware exactly what's going on.
Better you shouldn't than he can do with a bracha.
Better you shouldn't than he can do with a bracha. You're right. But then how do you put the food in? You're sofek, you put the food in. So some people put lining, and lining doesn't really help either, because the plastic, it's like a piece of paper on the oven tray. People say, yeah, my oven tray doesn't need to be, I've got a piece of paper. I say, really? Go bake just with the paper. See what happens. The tray is what's holding the food. The paper is to prevent it sticking. The paper is bottled and toppled to the tray. If you take a glass dish and cover it, there's no problem. Someone gave me 1 year a vase filled to the top with food. That's no problem, because a vase is not a clear suda. I'm never going to eat out of the vase, I hope. Therefore, that's great. You want to give someone something like that, that's no problem. You want to give them a good example. A vase, okay, that's probably the best example I can think of. And it's filled with food, that's no problem. It looks very nice, it's glass, it's not a bowl, fine. But once you use something which is a clear suda, and you fill it with food, you got a big problem if you're going to have to...
scales before, but it's not a clean sort of scale. You mentioned
the table. Yeah, scale, no, I mentioned scales have screens on. Scale, that's a good point. People ask very often, weighing scales need a tefillah. Weighing scales don't need tefillah. Time is only tefillah. Why? Why not clean sudda? The answer is, it tells you a fact about the food. It's partial to tell you the dead weight of this piece of chocolate put on the scales. It tells you a piece of information. People have as well these things you prick the cake with, see if it's ready. That goes into the cake. You have meat thermometers, which tells you the temperature of the meat. It goes into the meat. Still doesn't need to be there. Why? It's nothing to do with the food. It doesn't cook the food. It doesn't prepare the food. It tells you a piece of information about the food. That doesn't need to be there. Whereas if it goes into the food and is used for the actual food, then it would be chayav in tefillah. Just end off disposables. Pashas don't need tefillah. There are those who are machmeh on the metal disposables that they use very often. But Rav Moshe says, it's good to know, as a rule of thumb for people who want to be machmeh, it's good to be machmeh. But he says if you use it two or three times, then even the machmeh wouldn't need to tovel. Because it's, or two or three times, it's called a single usage. No, everything used. No, either you won't make a bracha on disposables, because again, a sofik. But Rav Moshe says even those who want to be machmeh, if you use it two or three times, then there's no sofik at all. Because it's called one use, everything used once, you use once, twice, three times. More than that, you'll have a sofik. If you use two or three times, you'll be okay. Okay. Which one?
We use glass bottles to get rinses.
What's that? Coffee.